The Gospels according to Luke. John chapter 11, Jesus raises Lazarus. A certain man was made sick whose name is Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha, the same Mary who anointed Jesus with the ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was sick. Therefore the sisters sent for Jesus, saying, "Lord, he who you love is sick." When Jesus received word of Lazarus, he said, "This sickness is not to death, but for the glory of love, that the Son of Love might be glorified thereby." For Jesus did love Mary, Martha, and Lazarus dearly. Still, Jesus waited for 2 days after he heard the news from Mary concerning Lazarus before he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." Jesus' disciples answered him, saying, "Masters, the Jews of late have sought to stone you, and you want to go there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, they stumble not, because they see the love of the world. If anybody walks in the night, they stumble, because there is no love in them." After Jesus had said these things, he said to his disciples, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Then said Jesus' disciples, "Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well." However, Jesus spoke of Lazarus' death, but they thought that he meant he was taking a rest, as in sleep. And then Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." Jesus says, "I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." Then said Thomas, whose nickname is Didymus, to his fellow disciples, "Let us go also, that we may die with our Lord." When Jesus had come, he had found that Lazarus had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was on the way to Jerusalem, and about 15 furlongs off. Many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Martha, as soon as she heard Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Finding Jesus, Martha said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of love, love will give it to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother shall live again." Martha said to Jesus, "I know that Lazarus will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those that believe in me, as though they are dead, yet they live. And whoever so lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Martha said to Jesus, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of Love, that has come into the world." When Martha had said these things, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, "The Master has come and calls for you." As soon as Mary heard this, she rose quickly and came to Jesus. Now Jesus had not yet gotten to town, but was in that place where Martha had met him. The Jews that were with Mary in the house comforted her. When they saw that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goes to the grave to weep there." When Mary had come to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying, "Lord, If you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus, therefore, seeing her weep and seeing the Jews also weep that came with her, groaned in his spirit. Jesus then said, "Where have you laid Lazarus?" They said, "Come and see." Jesus also wept. Then the Jews said, "Behold how Jesus loves Lazarus." Some of them said, "Could this man that opened the eyes of the blind have caused this man not to die?" Jesus again groaned in himself as he came to the grave, a cave where there lay a stone upon it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to Jesus, "Lord, by this time he smells, for he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that your brother, if you believe, you would see the glory of love?" Then they took away from the stone, away from the place where the dead Lazarus lay. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Love, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you hear me always, but for the sake of the people that stand by, I have said it that they may believe that love has sent me." When Jesus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Lazarus that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot in grave clothes, his face bound with the white napkin. Jesus said to them, "Loosen him and let him go." And then many other Jews who had come to Mary's and witnessed the things that Jesus did believed in him. Yet some of them went to the Pharisees and told the miracle Jesus had done. After this, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council, saying, "What do we do? For the man does many miracles. If we let Jesus alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation." One of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, advised the council that one man should die for the people, that the whole nation should not perish. Caiaphas prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also that his death would gather together in one the children of love scattered abroad. From that day forth, council agreed together to put Jesus to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews. He went to the country near to the wilderness into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. The Jews' Passover was at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem to purify themselves. They sought for Jesus, murmuring among themselves as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? Will Jesus come to the feast?" Both chief priests and the Pharisees had given the commandment that if anyone knew where Jesus was, that they should show it and Jesus be arrested.